Well, it's been 6 months now since Atlanta-based credit rating company Equifax admitted that it had been hacked. The data breach exposed more than 140 million people to possible identity theft. According to documents that the company recently handed over to members of Congress, even more sensitive information was obtained as a result of the breach. Tamar Hollerman has been following this story. She is the Washington correspondent for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Hi, Tamar.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first of all, remind us about what we knew already. What had been breached, or what did we know previously had been breached?
So back in September, we found out that the personal information of 145 million Americans, about half of the country's adult population, information such as social security numbers, birthdays, addresses, had been hacked. What we found out this week is that even more information from those 145 million Americans might have been vulnerable, things like tax ID numbers, emails, phone numbers.
We asked Equifax to participate in the segment. They sent us a written statement, which I'll sort of summarize here. They say, acting with full transparency, we have provided the Senate Banking Committee with an additional list of potential but not primary data points that may have been accessed that we categorized and analyzed in the forensic investigation. Essentially, what they're saying here is we have been upfront with everyone involved in this hack, everyone who has been touched by it. We weren't holding any information back. We presented it to the relevant people as soon as we found out what had been hacked. Do you think that that's a fair claim based on what you know from your reporting?
That's been, you know, the subject of much dispute in Washington, in Georgia, across the country. A big backlash here in D.C. was how long it took for the company to disclose the breach to consumers in the first place. The Department of Homeland Security had alerted the company back last March that there could be a vulnerability in their software. They didn't find out that they'd been hacked until May. They told the FBI in July, but that didn't get public till September. So a lot of consumer advocates have been saying, why did it take so long in the first place?
What has been the response from Congress?
A lot of screaming, a lot of finger wagging in big public hearings right after the breaches. But after that, things kind of quieted down. There was a big fight over health care, over taxes, over government spending, and it just seemed like this issue kind of floated to the back burner. But in the last week, there have been a couple news stories about the status of federal investigations into the breach that has helped bring the issue back to the forefront. But it really is unclear at this moment how much more attention it's really going to get.
What about response at the state level in Georgia?
Sure. It's been pretty muted at this point. There have been a couple bills in the state legislature, you know, trying to get at smaller aspects of the hack. One of the proposed bills would eliminate fees for people who freeze their credit reports in the aftermath of the hack. Another one would actually outlaw hacking, which is not outlawed in Georgia. It's one of a few states where that is not yet illegal. But it seems like
it seems like
they're kind of waiting to see what Congress does first. But there is a little more action on the judicial side. Attorney General Chris Carr is part of the broader state attorney general lawsuit against Equifax. And the U.S. attorney in Atlanta has also acknowledged that he's a part of the federal investigation as well.
Yeah, and just a reminder, we're talking about the Equifax data breach, which we've recently found out was even worse than we thought. Equifax is a credit rating agency based in Atlanta. And I guess, Tamar, whenever I hear about data breaches happening, I think to myself, am I a customer of said company? Do I need to look and see whether or not my data has been compromised? Equifax is a credit rating agency, so I don't have to be a customer of them, right? Like, they're tracking my credit whether I want to or not, so I could be affected. Is that right?
Exactly. They have reams and reams of personal information. Just look at the sort of information that's been hacked. Your driver's license number, your credit card number, your addresses. They know a ton about you, but you really are not necessarily a customer. They're catering more towards banks, the government, employers, apartment managing companies. Basically, anybody who's trying to figure out who you are, whether they should give you a loan, whether they should give you a mortgage or an apartment, that's what that data is there for.
So what do people need to do in order to protect themselves now?
Sure. One of the things that was recommended in the aftermath of the breach is to freeze your credit reports with all three of the major credit processing companies. So not only with Equifax, but TransUnion and Experian. The state also put out a pretty good list of preventative measures that you could take to protect yourself. But it seems like this is going to be a lifelong thing that people are going to have to worry about. Locking and unlocking your credit every time you need to apply for a credit card, get a loan, get a new apartment, but just to monitor your credit reports every year to make sure everything looks okay.
Wow, that sounds like a lot to worry about.
It certainly does.
Again, how can people find out whether or not they have been personally affected by the Equifax breach?
It's tough. Equifax put up a website right after the breach to try and help you figure that out. But I think the assumption that you kind of have to make is if this breach impacted half of Americans, it's a pretty good chance that you've been affected, or at least that your information is out there. So putting checks in place in all your accounts to kind of notify you whenever anybody's kind of looking into your information is helpful. But freezing your accounts is a good way to do it.
It's Tamar Hellermann, Washington correspondent for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Thank you.
Thank you.